What up, you guys? Welcome to the Real Talk with Tashay. I'm your host, Tashay, who is actually not joined today by my co-host, Ted. He'll join us again next week. But welcome. Welcome to this podcast episode of What Women Want. Yes, the old age question of what women want. It seems to me like guys out there, not all of you guys, but a lot of you seem to think that women are just a difficult creature to understand. Like you need the like an encyclopedia the size of God knows what to understand women. And in actuality, that's not the case at all. A lot of the things that women want, I've found that guys want it too. With, obviously some exceptions here and there, but in the majority of cases, the guys, whether they want to admit it or not, are looking for a lot of the same things that women are looking for. So I wanted to kind of like brush up on that because I saw this meme a while ago, and then it just happened to pop back up, and I just thought it was just a perfect, kind of like a perfect segue to next week's episode. So just wanted to go over that real quick. So what do women want? So simple, I can't even begin to explain how simple this is. And the reason why I say simple, because of it's just some basic things that I think human beings in general want. It's not even a matter of all women and versus men. It's basic things that in a relationship, when you're, dating somebody, you kind of want that, So for one, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you obviously want their attention, right? Not 24/7, because that's impossible, right? We work, we're grown-ups here. We work or go to school or whatever the case may be. It's impossible to have somebody's attention 24/7, but you want their attention. You want to feel like they make you a priority. And that's one of the things that women look for. That's one of the things that women want out of their men, We want to know that we are a priority in your life, Give us the attention that we deserve, just like we give you the attention that you deserve and the attention that you want, whether you admit it or not. Some fellas, you guys like to front, like, oh no, I'm not looking for it. Bullshit. I call bullshit on that because you guys look for the attention. Because as soon as a woman stops paying attention to you, it starts bothering you. You start thinking that she got another dude or something else is going on or whatever, and you start acting up. So don't even front, you guys. So yeah, attention is definitely one of them. Another thing that I feel some men front about, but they actually look for that too, is compliments. Like, a woman likes for her man to not only think she looks good, but tell her that she looks good. And you guys, as big as your egos are, you like that ego to be stroked. Like, when my man looks good, which he does on a regular basis, I tell him. I'm like, you're looking kind of hot, boo, And you could tell it makes him feel good. Like, oh yeah, he has that little smile on his face. You could tell it makes him feel good. So the woman is looking for the same thing. Just let her know that she looks good. Like, she got a dress on and, you're like, damn, you look fine. Just tell her that. Because sometimes I think, not that you guys, I think that maybe a lot of you just don't express it. You might think it, but you don't express it. And some of you guys just don't even bother. Like, you don't even notice. Like, and that's a problem. That's a problem. So that's one of the things that women, look for. Another thing women look for, is some cuddle time, Sometimes we just want to cuddle with you guys, whether it be, we're watching a movie or we're just laying in bed and we just want to be in your arms. It's kind of like a security blanket. And you guys may not necessarily, want that all the time, and that's understandable. But it's something that you guys want as well, because you like to feel your woman, next to you. You like to have your hand on her ass, or like, it's little stuff like that. It's very, to me, so far, out of those three things that I've mentioned, I don't feel are so out of this world that women are asking for, especially that you guys are looking for the same thing, right? Now, going a little deeper into things, so one of the things that I know I look for is to respect my space. Right, so let's say I had a bad day and I'm the type of person that I just need a few minutes to cool off or whatever. So if I come in and I'm not really talking to you, not that I'm giving you an attitude or anything like that, but I'm trying to mentally get out of the space that I'm at so that I can focus on you. So just give me the couple of minutes, the 5 minutes, you know what I mean? And that's something that you get to learn, obviously, as you get to know me, so it's not something that somebody would know off rip. But as when you're in a relationship, you're growing and you're learning things about each other. So pay attention to certain things that your partner does or your partner needs. You know, if she's the type of person that she needs space before she can talk about whatever it is, give her that space. If she's the type of person that she needs to talk about it right then and there, talk to her right then and there. Be available, you know. So those are things that obviously deeper in the relationship you would know about your partner. So, you know, that's the whole idea, right? To get to know somebody and so that you can anticipate certain things with that person, about that person. One of the things that a woman look for in a relationship is for you to be her best friend and her lover. Like, yes, obviously you're giving her something that somebody else is not giving her, you know, sexually and you know all of this other stuff. But she also wants you to be her friend. So she wants you to be the person that she can come to and talk about any and everything under the sun. She wants to talk to you about something, you know, political. She wants to know that she can do that. She wants to come and spill the tea to you about what happened at work. She needs to know that she can do that, you know? And just, and that's something that I think men on the low look for too, to be able to talk to their woman about whatever it is, you know, and not feel like, oh, I can't, you know, take on this conversation with her because, you know, I just can't, like, whatever. No, if you guys are lovers, you guys should be friends as well. That's just my opinion on that. Another thing, chivalry, guys, is not dead. Don't believe the hype and don't sit here and listen to your homeboy who doesn't open doors or, you know, hold her hand or whatever. Don't. Because you know what? As much as your homeboy sitting here telling you that he don't do that stuff, he lying, 'cause he is. Okay? So me personally, I don't wait for a man to open the door for me, 'cause I could do that. It's not a big deal. But it's one of those things that it's nice to see that the man has, like, it's not something that I have to tell you to do. You just know that you can do it. You know, like, I hold the door open for my man. I hold the door open for him. You know, whatever, just like he holds the door for me. Whoever happens to get to the door first. Like, I don't feel like you need to, you know, jump over, you know, fire and get to the door before she does just so that you can open it. I don't feel like all of that has to be done. But if you get there first, you know, or even if both of you get to the door at the same time, be like, I got it, boo, and just open it. Like, I don't think it's that big of an issue, you know? You know, close her ca the car door for her when she gets in. You're about to drive, you know? Like, it's just simple stuff. Like, I don't know. I feel like some of you guys just be on this thing, this macho shit. Like, nah, you know, I ain't doing that. Like, whatever. And then meanwhile, it's all because you heard somebody say that they don't do that. You know, make her open her own door. Da 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 da. And it's like, really? That actually shows me that you have a lack of class when certain little things like that that you just should know, especially when you're courting somebody, you know. And even if you're past the courting stage, y'all are together, whatever, I just feel like that's something so tiny that you should know that to do. So very early on when I start talking to somebody, and there's just a lot of things that I pay attention to. And as I pay, not that I'm keeping what you like a score or anything like that, but as I get to know more little things about you, like the more things that you're not doing that you should know that you should do, I just start deducting points, and then at some point I'm like, yo, this ain't gonna go nowhere, because if you don't know these basic things, this cannot even evolve into a relationship. That's just me. That's just me right there. I'm just saying. To kind of piggyback into that, you know, which kind of goes with manners, you know, it kind of goes with manners. Like, just like you should know when you're asking for something, you know, to say please, or when somebody give you something, you should know to say thank you, like basic stuff like that. You know what I mean? If you don't know that you should do it and you're not doing it, that's points off for you right there. Because how would I be able to, you know, to like, let's say, okay, we wanted to get this thing evolving into, you know, a relationship. Eventually, you're gonna have to meet my parents. And my parents are very, not strict, but I don't know. My parents would be paying attention to all of that. And like, you don't know how to say please and thank you. You don't know how to eat at the table with a fork and a knife. Like, you grab your spoon. You know what I mean? Like, little shit like that. And that's me personally. To each his own, but that's just certain things that I look for. Like, I gotta be able to sit with you at the dinner table and not be embarrassed, you know. So when I see certain things like that you don't know how to do, that's like points off for me, and I immediately kind of put you in a box. Like, I know, okay, this ain't gonna go nowhere. So yeah, we could hang out, but it ain't gonna go nowhere. Nothing's gonna come of this. And I pretty much put you in that area, right? So besides that, hygiene. I think men look for that too. Like, you want to be able to take a woman home that your mother would be proud to see you with, right? So just like hygiene, you're not gonna take a woman who, you know, is not washing her hair. Like, you practically can see little bugs in her hair. Like, you're not gonna take a woman like that home, right? So same thing. A woman is looking for that too. Like, I want to know that my man is a clean dude, like clean. And by clean, you know, not only taking a shower and stuff like that, but you're presentable. Like, okay, for me personally, I like a clean cut guy, you know. I've never dated a dread, for example, right? I've never dated a dread. Not that I have an issue with dreads, but I do have an issue with dreads that are unkempt. Like, to me, it's not presentable. So if I was to date somebody that had dreads, I would look for somebody who kept them up. You know, that's what I would look for. So just like if you're the type of dude you keep a haircut on a regular basis or whatever, I need your haircut to be crisp, you know, whether you have a beard or not. Like, you can be beard gang. I have no problem with being beard gang, but you need to keep it kept. Like, in general, what I look for is for a well-kept man. Just like a man wants a woman to keep herself together, you know, to get the manicure, to get the pedicure, to keep her hair looking nice, and all of that shit, the woman's looking for the same thing. So you see, fellas, we're not all that different. We're not all that different, whether you want to admit it or not. I mean, please, you know, when you guys are listening to this podcast, leave me some comments and let me know, fellas, what you think about it, you know. But anyway, another thing which is obvious, and both men and women look for that, is loyalty. You don't want to willingly be with somebody who's going to cheat on you. You might end up being with somebody who cheats, you know, and then still decide to stay with that person even though you know they cheat. That's something else. But off rip, nobody's looking for a cheater. Nobody. Men, women, whatever. Nobody's looking for that. You want to know that that's yours, that nobody else gets that, you know? Not emotionally, not physically. You just know that's all you. Both men and women look for that. I don't give a shit what you fellas say. Front all you want, but you look for that shit, just like women. So, something else that, you know, you always hear women are looking for. You know, they want the man to be the protector, you know, to have a sense of humor, to be intelligent, to love them. Yes, those are all things that we look. By nature, men are supposed to be the protector of the family, right? Not to say that the women can't protect the family as well. The woman can most definitely protect her family, you know? But we want the man to be able to do that too. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? Worst comes to worst, there's a zombie apocalypse. I need to know that I can count on you to grab this shotgun and shoot these fuckers in the head. Okay? So let's keep it real, because I know how to handle my gun. My marksmanship is impeccable. So I need to know that I can trust you with a weapon, that you're not gonna run and go hide behind the couch while I'm out here defending, you know, our home against these zombies. Okay? So I need to know that you can be a protector, and you can protect us as a family. You can protect your home. The sense of humor, like, there's a time and place for everything. We can't be serious all the time, because life would be boring if we were serious all the time. Like, I need to be able to joke with you know, whether it be a silly joke, whether it be one of those dry humor type things, like, whatever. We need to be able to laugh. Like, laughter is good for the soul. Like, I can't be with somebody who I can't laugh with. That's not even gonna work. Like, if you're the type of person that you just always serious, like, that's going nowhere. That's going absolutely nowhere. So, and then of course, you know, you want somebody who's smart, whether it be street smart, whether it be book smart. You know, depending on the person, you might look for a different type of intelligence. So that's based on, you know, what type of woman she is. Me personally, I like a dude who's both street smart and book smart. So that's something I look for, you know. I want to be able to have intelligent conversations with you. I want you to be street smart and not be naive about certain things that are going on when you're out in the street. Like,
So those are, I look for both. But another woman could just be looking for street smart. Another woman could be looking for just book smart. So that all depends. But either way, you want the person to be intelligent in one way, shape, or another. And dudes, y'all look for that too. You're not bringing a dumb chick home to mama. So let's keep it real. You're not doing it. Another thing that I thought was important, right? And it may sound cliche, but treat others how you want to be treated. And it does sound cliche, but that's real talk right there. That's real, real shit. You don't want, and that can go, it doesn't, it's not just specific to relationships. It's in life. You treat others the way you know you want them to treat you. You don't want anybody to be disrespectful to you, so why would you go around disrespecting people? Because all you're gonna, if you go around disrespecting folk, all you're gonna get in return back is that very same energy. So what you put out there is what you're gonna get back. Point blank, period. Whether you believe in it or not, what you put out is what you're gonna get back. So if you want to be respected, you want people to be respectful, you gotta do the same thing, right? If you want to, be in a loyal relationship, you don't want your woman to be cheating on you or whatever, then that's just what you gotta do. You can't cheat and you can't be doing all that. Because believe it or not, fellas, when you cheat on a woman, especially the same woman repeatedly, you think at some point she's not gonna do the same thing, whether you find out about it or not. Do you honestly believe that at one point she's not gonna do the same thing? Which is something that I think we're gonna talk about in a different episode is cheating. Because I had this conversation with my man last night, and we kind of had a little debate about the percentage of women that cheat versus the percentage of men that cheat. So that'll be hint, hint, another episode, up and coming episode for you guys. So anyway, and two things that I wanted to touch on after that is when you're in a relationship with somebody, if they text you or call you, you want to get some sort of acknowledgement, right? Now, when you're dating somebody, most of the time, and I'm not gonna say all the time because there are some of y'all that are crazy, and when I say y'all, I'm referring to men and women. Some of y'all are crazy. Within days of you meeting somebody and y'all talking and getting to know each other, you seem to think you have girlfriend boyfriend privileges and start acting all types of crazy. Like, no. But I'm talking about when you're in a full-blown relationship with somebody or marriage or whatever. If you text your man or your woman, or you call your man and your woman, they don't have to respond back right away. And let me explain what I mean by that. What I mean by that is, let's say your significant other is at work and you call and text. They may not be able to respond right away because they're in a meeting or they don't have the phone with them right then and there. So you know that at some point they're going to respond back though, right? But say 24 hours go by and you don't hear from them. Like, that's a problem, especially when you're in a relationship. It's like, okay, I texted him, I texted her, she didn't reply back. I called her, I called him, he didn't call back, she didn't call back. Like, first you might worry, like, did something happen? And then you're like, oh, wait a minute, is this bitch like ignoring me? And FYI, guys, when I say bitch, bitch doesn't only refer to women, okay? I use bitch and refer to men too. So when I say bitch, it's unisex. So is this bitch ignoring me? Is this bitch with another bitch? So then your mind starts playing tricks on you. On the other, in another perspective, like you're the one who got the text and the phone call or whatever, and you didn't call back, right? But why? If you were busy, I get it, but you weren't busy the whole 24 hours, right? So at some point, I expect you to call me back. I expect you to text me back at some point within 24 hours. Like I said, me, I'm not expecting you to call me back right away. If you do, great. If you text me back right away, awesome. But I understand that it may not be possible at that time. You're busy, you're doing XYZ. Hell, you're taking a shit. I don't know. Whatever. But point being, you can't respond back or reply back, and that's fine. But I do expect some sort of acknowledgement within 24 hours. Now, if I don't get it within 24 hours, not that I get upset about it. I might be a little disappointed, like, damn, he didn't call me back. I might be a little disappointed, but I know that you're calling me back or you're texting me back. Now, if this becomes some sort of, you know, one day goes by, 2 days goes by, and I don't hear from you, now we got a problem because you got some explaining to do. I'm just saying. That's just me. That's just me. Right? And the last thing that I wanted to touch on was foreplay. I feel like people, and I say people because women do it too. When you're in a relationship and you already got the guy, you already got the girl, and then you get complacent. The little things that you used to do when you guys were just dating, you know, this whole relationship was new, you know, all those little things you used to do, you stop doing them, right? You stop doing them because, oh, now you in there. You in there. So you don't, but that's the problem. Like, you still need to date your significant other, even when you are in a relationship with them, even when you are married to them. That dating still needs to continue. You guys still need to go on dates. You still need to, you know, call her for no reason and be like, I miss you. You know, you had 5 minutes, you know, available to yourself while you were at work and you just texted her like, hey, boo, what's up? You know, like little things like that. Fellas, let me tell you something. All of the things, I'm gonna help you out now. I'm gonna help you out. All of the things that you used to do in order to get the girl, continue to do that shit. You want to understand women? You want to understand women and how to keep them happy? Everything that you used to do to get her, you need to continue doing that, period. Now, if she's the type of woman that she likes disrespect and all this other kind of shit, hey, that's a different type of woman right there, you know? And if that's what she likes, by all means, do it. But I know the majority of women are not looking for anybody to disrespect them. Not their man, not their friend, and not nobody else, right? Because that's when you get the clap back. So whatever it is, all of the little things that you used to do in order to get the girl, all those things, ladies, that you used to do in order to get the guy, to make sure that the guy was like, oh, you reeled him in, right? All of that you keep doing even after you get them. Open the doors. Close the car door when she gets in. You know, cuddle with her. Text her for no reason and be like, hey, boo, a good morning text. If you guys don't live together, obviously. You know, and even if you do live together, sometimes we get, like, you live together and you got kind of get into, like, this routine of, okay, the morning hustle of getting up and going to work and da-da-da-da, and you guys just happen to cross path and, you know, everybody's trying to do their own thing, and then you come home from work and it's like, oh, you know, cooking, cleaning, da-da-da-da. Like, you kind of get into a routine and kind of forget about nurturing the relationship, right? So don't fall into that routine. And I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. That's why I'm saying it. Because I had fallen into that routine. And so did he. You know, we fell into this routine. Whereas some days we live together and we barely spoke, right? Not because we're mad at each other. But like, I wake up before he does. I wake up before he does. And I leave the house before he does. So we don't get to talk in the morning. Or some mornings we don't get to talk. I get home before he does. And sometimes, by the time I got the baby to bed and everything like that, I was so tired, I went to bed before he got home. And there goes a whole day, we barely spoke to each other. And we didn't text each other during the day to say anything. So, and that wasn't because we were mad at each other. It just so happened that we fell into that routine. It was just very mundane, right? So don't fall into that. Don't fall into that. Nurture the relationship. Continue to nurture the relationship. The little things that you used to do to get the girl, continue doing that shit. That's it. That's it. There's no such thing as this big old encyclopedia, you know, guide to women, because women are just complicated and, you know, very hard to understand. Like, no. And clearly the points that I touched on today, you guys can see. And you guys can agree, you know, that you look for the same thing. A lot of the things that I mentioned here, you look for the same thing. Like I said, give or take a couple of things, women might look for certain things that men are not looking for here and there. But in actuality, the majority of what women are looking for in a relationship is the same shit a dude is looking for in a relationship. So really not that far-fetched, right? Really not that different when you compare the two. That's just it. That's just it. So I just thought that these were some points. If you have some additional points that you think women are looking for, ladies, some additional things that you would add on to this list or whatever, definitely comment, or you know, comment on my social media. I think you guys are able to comment on the podcast. I don't know who you're subscribed to, whether it be Google Play, iTunes, or Stitcher, or SoundCloud. You know, definitely leave me comments and give me some feedback. Fellas, you too. Do you think I'm wrong in some of the things that I said? Do you think otherwise? You know, and what do you guys look for? What do you guys look for that's so different than what I mentioned today, right? So, yeah. So basically, guys, that's what women want. Not that complicated. So to get ready to close out this podcast, we did take a couple of, like I mentioned before earlier in the beginning, we did take a couple of weeks off. But going forward, the podcast will be live on Sunday nights, every Sunday night, starting from this week, right? So definitely look for episode number 4 coming to ya. Coming to your ear. let me see. I'm forgetting something. There was something else I wanted to mention to you guys. But I forget. So without further ado, this concludes episode number 3 of Real Talk with Sashay. It's been real, guys. Peace.